Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
And like trying to think through all the things that could happen, and like you want to even pray for things to go well. Okay, is this year going to be smooth? You have to start. No, it's not. And just that for siyata d'shmaya. That's not how good things are with your children. Smooth. It's a dumb. It's very like, that's like bikish leishe b'shalva. You want tranquility. That's not what this world is. Not. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Smooth is like a dumb word. It's not how good things go. A family vacation, was it smooth? They're going to be things. And how present were you through things? How much were you there through the thing? And that's, the word smooth is like a very like safe place. You want to just be, it's like a city. Master, well, am I right? Did the league run smoothly? It's a dumb question. Did it run great? Yeah. That was great. No, I mean Ernst. But did the league run great? Yeah, a lot of people had a very good time. Excellent time. On a physical thing caused ruchnius. There are people today smiling and through the winter and through, and it allowed for all the conversations with the Rebbe and with guys. It allowed for the learning that went on. It allowed for all the good things. So they go smoothly. It's like in the dorm. The dorms is smooth. It's like, it's not what it is. Now, that's, you know, without like asking for trouble, but they're going to be friction. We can't be afraid of that place called friction. A guy's marriage is smooth. What does that mean? He has a beautiful relationship. A beautiful and smooth. There's things. If everything is like flatline, it's just give no trouble. People with kids, I worry people with raising kids. Smooth. If people just want smooth and raising kids, they're in a lot of trouble. There's good. And by the way, then they're ignore, push away things. They're things. There's going to be things. And bumps in a yeshiva, there's going to be things to work through. Okay, that's the first thing I wanted to do. I'm going to learn Hilchos Pesach. We're going to get the pace of Mascha b'gnosa m'sayim b'shvach. Is it smooth? There's gnos, there's challenges, there's stuff to face. Smooth is, yeah, that's the first thing. The second thing is I wanted to welcome my Shecht home. Has your journey in life been smooth? It's been beautiful. You see a person who engaged, who's working through, who's not afraid. I meet the guys that such beautiful journeys. So, and we have, it's funny, as you see guys steiging and soaring, there could be questions people can ask. It's such an interesting thing in Durham that it's such a happy place and such a place of feeling, and people cry and laugh. It's an unusual place. An outsider would come into Durham for any period of time and say it's an unusually happy place. Most schools don't look this happy. It's also a place of much more crying than most schools. It's not a chiddush, of course. That's the Sfas Emes, that kishem mishenechnas adam arm b'simcha, so too mishenechnas adam. There's a kishem on the mishenechnas adam and mishenechnas av. If you don't cry, you can't laugh. If you don't laugh, you can't cry. It's not two different things. Yeah, there's a lot of crying here, a lot of laughter. That's why there's laughter here, because there's crying here. Take away the crying, there's no laughter. Take away the laughter, there's no crying. If they're suppressed, man. So yeah, I look at a guy like Maisha, and you're an incredible person. The loyal friendship your room had here, a group of people, your own story, your own growth, the friendship with your brother Mendy. It's awesome to have you back, and just to see you, it's awesome. Welcome home, Maisha. Then we're just going to ignore the stash. That's wonderful. Excellent. Yeah. Fantastic. The third thing, I wanted to welcome Shlomo Guri back home. Yeah. It's amazing to feel. I was talking the other day, Yosef came into Minyan as the 10th man. When I see him, not joking, I'm not joking. When I see him, he's a guy who brings the Shechina. That's how I see him. If somebody else thinks it's funny, it's real. I couldn't say Baruch Hu till he walked in. If I said it, if a guy said, I don't want you to serve God, say Baruch Hu now, I would tell him, blow my brains in. Shoot me, kill me. I'm not saying Baruch Hu. There's no minion, and you're trying to get me to be disloyal to Hashem. You give up your life. V'chai b'em's only if the guy is not trying to remove you from Hashem. If a guy said, I want you not to be a loyalist, if it was in Russia, and they wanted us not to be loyal, and they said, say Baruch Hu now. I said, blow my brains, I'm not saying it. Yosef walked in, was the tenth man. I was able to say, brought the Shechina. Now that says something about him. That says something about him. That's a real thing. If some, that's just the truth. A yid is a big thing. And I saw that. If anybody's honest, not a, this is not like a, this is not saying to Shlomo like pat on the back. What the yeshiva felt like without him, Musavad, forget it. It was horrible. It's horrible. Not that he has to sing every, just his presence every day. Musa, we were like looking for you. I was looking under the tables in the back. He wasn't here. It hit different. Who just called me? We were looking for Shlomo. The impact that you have on the yeshiva is it's a pella. Midas taiva, sincerity, you change the whole thing here. It's amazing. Well, like Cole again, welcome home, Shlomo. Okay. Good to have you back. Good to have you back. You just flew back today? Wow. I heard Relly's having you hit the courts like right off the plane. Okay. You're right, Relly. I wanted to do, we're learning, we started Hilchus Pesach yesterday. I like the way we learned yesterday. I want guys, it's interactive. I want guys to speak up and ask questions. We were doing Chametz yesterday. We have very few days. I'd rather go slower. I want to enter today. We're not done with Chametz. I owe the guys, and I was reading up on it. I was actually learning, I don't want to say old things. I promise I could tell you raid on Chametz. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get into the sugya of Chametz myself. I don't want to tell you, I could tell you things, Gaiva, Yetzirah. Chametz is weird, that Chametz is our friend all year. It's our friend all year. Pesach Chametz is bad. What's happening? Pesach's our formation, Chametz is bad. Is Chametz our friend, our enemy? Very fascinating. Our Chametz is an enemy nifla for a little season in our formation, but then we become very good friends with Chametz. Very interesting. To eat Chametz on Pesach Chayiv Karis. To have it in your house, for heaven's sake. Like, what's this? What's a? But it's not our enemy. All year round, we're like quite good friends with Chametz. And we're allowed to hang with Chametz and show with Chametz. We're mitzvah. Every Shabbos we have challah is a big zach. Does it have to be Chametz your challah? No. It doesn't have to be, but it's certainly allowed to be. It's probably commendable. I don't think somebody should have matzah. I think that would be ridiculous. Our wives make challah every week. Chametz, bedafka, make challah. But there's like a season in the year that Chametz becomes like the sworn enemy of us. Very fast. I'm trying to feel it. I don't want to say a vert. I don't like vertim. I like Torah. Hashem's talking to me. I don't want to hear what he said to me last year. I want to know what he's saying to me this year. I'm listening. I'm in the middle of listening. Yesterday we studied Chametz Be'iyun Rav. We learned some of the sugyas, and I want to, I'm reading, I'm studying. I was reading the Bardichver about Chametz and appreciating, but I'm feeling Chametz this year. We're just getting into it. So I don't want to share yet. I do want to tell the guys that the Bardichver, he did such a cool thing. This is not like a story. This is me and you. This is what he did. The Bardichver told people in his killer. He made an announcement. And he told people in his killer there were two things outlawed by the Turkish government. And somehow, wherever he was, he asked the people in his Sibur, he asked them to please bring in contraband. There were two things that was like silk was illegal, two illegal items, for whatever reason they were illegal, and bring chametz in Erev Pesach, before this man. He said he asked people to bring to shul three items. Two illegal things and chametz. People were afraid it's illegal. The Bardichev said, please bring it in. So people got two illegal items together. Bardichev asked. Chametz they couldn't find. There wasn't a piece of chametz in Bardichev. They couldn't find. So people came in the morning. Bardichev did this. There's not like this what he did. They came in with the two illegal items. They looked around, brought it quietly. And chametz, there was next to nothing. And the Bardichever said to Hashem, said, Rabbi Nishlam, look at your people. It It's illegal in the country, but they found it. They dug it up. You know, I hear, you know, they dug it up, these two items that were illegal. But chametz, you said no chametz. You can't even find, like, what the government asks, you could find epis. What you say is not allowed. The Mamish people said, we don't know what you want. But most of the chametz was gone. Pesach morning, it was before this man Eiser. But they mamish a few yidn, had a few pieces of chametz. They burned sazamin. They burned together. You couldn't find any chametz. He was pointing out our loyalty to Hashem, the Bardichev, and he wanted to feel it. He wanted to touch it. And chametz, you watch our people, our loyalty to Hashem is lo yumin. Hashem says no chametz. Our houses, but you couldn't find the crumb on Pesach. We're an amazing people. What's Hashem saying to us? I'm not giving an answer yet, and please don't say an answer yet, so please feel it. And don't just settle Yetzirah. You say that we know Sarah Shavis Yetzirah, Rashi says it. What's happening? He said, if Yetzirah is such an enemy, so all year round don't. What's happening? Like, is that Rizig an enemy and Chametz is Yetzirah? So the whole year round, just Pesach, we don't like Yetzirah, or the rest of the year we're cool with the Yetzirah? Is it just a lesson on Pesach? What's happening? What's Gaita? Gaiva. Everybody says Gaiva. Yeah, sure. So all year round, Gaiva is your friend. Only Pesach, Gaiva is a problem. What's Hashem saying? What's he telling us? What's happening? What's happening over here? That at Pesach, chametz is like the sworn enemy of our people. The rest of the year, mamish, gizun. Us chassidish yid might say Pesach, we're fressing. Bedafke eating chametz, bedafke. I'm a guy, I don't like pizza. People yidn wait for pizza. There's big in yanim that people eat chametz, might say Pesach. Big in yanim. Big people, bedafke eat chametz. They could wait till the next day. Nobody's hungry. You're eating the whole yantiv. Serious people, I'm not talking about a guy's a childish guy and might say yantiv. There's big zach, no. There's big zach and might say we're eating chametz. We're back to chametz. There's some relationship to something that has to be very careful how you relate. And for 8 days, we move away from it, and then we relate after Pesach. It needs thought. We need to feel that Hashem saying something. To answer this too quickly, I don't want you to say an answer. I want you to hear an answer. So I'm asking the guys, if somebody could speak one day, please. We have till next week, Thursday. If a guy could get up and say what he's feeling, what he's hearing, but it has to be sensible. Daniel, talk to us the next week. Tell us something. What's it saying? What's Hashem saying? Chametz is like the sworn enemy. Get rid of it. If you touch it, don't you dare eat it. Don't have it in your house. Mamish, the anti-chametz. But might say Pesach, we're cool with chametz. Very, just, so you could just say, I don't know. Hashem's probably saying something pretty serious. So I want to get back. Yesterday we studied the halachas of chametz. A lot of, we talked about a lot of the halachas. Beautiful, beautiful raid. We did Rishayim, Achrayim, it was Gishmak. I want to start with the Seder a little bit. Touch the Seder night. The Seder is electric. Our entrance way into the Seder. And I want guys to know what's happening. There's the most mitzvahs, the Leila Seder. The Seder is a big night. And your Seder, B'davka, our Seder, trust your own Seder. The Chassidish Svarim spoke a lot about this, your own Seder, a person's private Seder, the Ashkacha of your own Seder. What's going on by you is big. Be attentive. It's a night of tremendous kirvus Hashem, like crazy. You, not us, you, me, you, have crazy amount of mitzvahs that night. There's no 2 hours this whole year we'll have as many mitzvahs, none. That says something. There's something going on. You're like loyal. You will not have 2 hours the entire year, 365 days of the year. You will not have a couple of hours of this many mitzvahs. That says something's going on, very holy, serious things. People see Ashkacha. I see Ashkacha at the Seder. There's no time during the year. The Seder's Kodesh Kedoshim. Your own, your Seder. You'll have, it doesn't matter who you're with, where you are, and the Seder that's running a good Seder. Now you have your own Seder, your Seder. And by your Seder, there's a tremendous Ashkacha, your Lufnei Hashem. It's a crazy bechin of Lufnei Hashem. You're doing mitzvahs. Like in a wild, the Derais says, the Rabbanans, Minhagim, it's a very like intense, the Gra said there's 64 mitzvahs at the Seder. There are no 2 hours the whole year you have this many mitzvahs. this tremendous hashgacha at the Seder. I want to tell you a mice I saw. There's a beautiful, I love Rav Judah Michelle. Rav Michelle, he's a wonderful yid. He put out a Haggadah, and I've been pounding his Haggadah this year. I find that things he's attracted to, he likes the Berditchever a lot, he likes the Rebbe, things he's attracted to tend to attract me. And he's in the world of Hasidus and a lover of Yid, and I like what he says. So I've been reading his Haggadah. Very early, and he has Torah I'm still working on, but very early he says a Maisa that I like a lot, because I see at the Seder, when you're doing Mitzvah Hashem, you're like, you're mamish locked up with Hashem, I see a lot of Ashkocha at the Seder. And he says a Maisa, he says the guy's name. There was a Yid who mamish just came out of the Holocaust. This story happened in 1946. And the Yid who was broken, he wasn't struggling with Yiddishkeit, he was struggling with his humanity. He was barely feeling human after what he went through. He lost everything this Yid. He writes the Yid's name, mamish. And the Yid went to the Nesiv HaShalom Seder. The Nesiv HaShalom sees this broken Yid, mamish. And he tells the Yid, come to my Seder. The Yid was mamish broken. He lost everything he ever had. He wasn't a Yid yet. He wasn't human yet. He was a broken person who had lost everything. Had been in the concentration camps. Lo Yehuman, what this Yid saw. And he goes to the Seder of the Nesiv HaShalom. What was the Nesiv HaShalom's last name, Chevra? What was the Nesiv HaShalom's last name? It's a long name with a B. Brakovsky, how do you say the name? Brakovsky or something. Somebody look up on the phone. Let's go. Reb Noach Brakovsky, how do you say the last name? The Nesiv HaShalom's full name. I listened to this story. It's... Brzovsky. Nesiv HaShalom. The Nesiv HaShalom was regal, was a big person. And the Nesiv HaShalom, the guy sees this broken Yid, and he says that you're eating the Seder by me. The Yid said, okay, Seder. Came along with the Nesiv HaShalom. And the Nesiv HaShalom was, there was not a lot, he was in Eretz Yisrael, there was not a lot of money, there was not a lot. And the Nesiv HaShalom, he was setting up everything beautifully. They did not have a lot. It seems he had very little yayin for the whole family. It was like everything was like resh and maish azoy. There was not a lot of matzah for everybody to have a kazayis. People had tiny kazayisim, zaydi like kazayisim. The whole say, there was not a lot of anything. And he set up the table. It was gorgeous. But there was mamish bedachkos akiva, just enough of everything. And he set up, and this Yid was watching him set up the seder, and he was very moved. The regalness, the calmness, the happiness. The Nesiv HaShalom was preparing for a seder. And he was very, very moved by the whole scene, his calmness, his radiance. This Yid is watching the Nesiv HaShalom set up the seder. And he mamish set up everything. It was pure white. His kittel was looking beautiful. Everything. And there was, it was ration. There was not very little yayin. There wasn't enough wine for everybody. Like, he was poor. And he saw the way everything was like careful and set up and gorgeous. And he was getting like a lot, mish, watching the achanos, the preparation of the Nesiv HaShalom for the Seder. And this broken yiddle is watching the scene. The table is set, it's a Leila Seder, it's beautiful, and the Yayin is poured, and everything is like in order. And the Nesiv HaShalom's 4-year-old daughter has a breakdown. You know, it's Erev Pesach, then she's 4 years old. She grabs the table that's set up perfectly and only enough, and she yanks the table, and all the kaises, many kaises break. The wine's all spilled. The Nesiv HaShalom's beautiful kittel is now colored with yayin before the Seder. And the matzahs are broken. He doesn't have extra matzahs. They're not. They're anim. She pulls the table. She just pulls the table and destroys everything. And he watches the Nesiv HaShalom. Everything's on the floor. and he ignores the matzah, ignores the yayin, ignores the stained kittel, and he runs over to his four-year-old daughter and he gives her a hug. He says, I love you. Brings her outside. He shows her. He brings her outside. It's a beautiful moon. Pesach is the moon is shining. It's Tesvav. It's the middle of the month. He says, look, the moon has come out after all the breakages. So we lose things, but things are good. He calms her down, showing her the beautiful moon that's always coming back to full. Things we get, things back. Don't worry. And he hugs and kisses and calms his daughter. Then together, after first loving her and calming her, they pick up together the broken matzah. Let's put back the seder what we can. And he puts on the table. Now the table's stained. It doesn't have extra yayin. Whatever little wine like stayed in the cup, we'll have a little less yayin. We'll be yaitzah zayin. We'll have whatever matzahs. Now it's broken, so we'll have broken matzahs. And he remakes the seder table, now dirty. But this is what we have, and we serve with what we have. And the Yid is sitting there, and he felt he was like healing the Yid. It's everything he needed to experience. A Yid who felt broken. A Yid who felt loss. And at the Nesiva Shalom Seder, that we take what we can have, and what's left, and what's there, and what's capable. And Hashem loves us. Hashem wants us the way we are, as we are. Not if only if we would be this, if we'd be that, what the Seder should be. The Seder that is, the Yid who's serving as he's serving, presently serving. The Yid described the tremendous amount of healing. It was what he needed. He needed broken matzah. He needed wine that spilled. He needed a kittel that, and he described that Seder by the Nesiv HaShalom. And the Nesiv HaShalom, like calmly and with a Simchas HaChayim, bringing a Seder from broken pieces of matzah. That's like what this Yid needed. And I want to say this tremendous Hashkacha at your Seder. Find your Seder where you are. With the situations, the Seder's Lefnei Hashem, with what's going on, all the annoyances at your Seder that are going on, and from that space, only in that space, you'll talk to Hashem, you'll connect to Hashem. So I want to talk a little about halachis, the format. We'll get to Inyanei HaSeder, but the structure always has to discuss something first. What is Hashem saying to us? The first thing that's going to hit at your Seder is a mitzvah derabbanan pashtus. Most Rishayim, it's derabbanan. We have a chi of four kaisis. A mitzvah derabbanan of dalet kaisis. You're talking, I'm a guy, I'm allergic to yayin till this Purim, I had a nes. I'm allergic to wine for my whole life. And increasingly, my allergy, my face gets blotches. I have trouble breathing when I have yayin. I'm allergic to yayin. But Pesach, the Seder, you have yayin. Yayin, no grape juice, yayin. My father didn't like yayin kal. I can't say, I'm always machmir. Yayin, you have a kais of yayin. Spend time before, get a beautiful hiddur mitzvah. Get good yayin. You have a mitzvah, the rabbanan, four kaises. Now, the four kaises were specifically put by four mitzvahs of the night. We each count as their own mitzvah. It's dalet kaises by four times of the night. Kais number one is with Kiddush. Now you could say every Shabbos and Yontav I do it with Kiddush. It's much different. Every Shabbos and Yontav, unless you're Chassidish, only the head of the Seder has a kais. Here everybody has a kais. That's very exact. It's not typical of Kiddush. Chassidim always, us Chassidim, always by Kiddush, everybody has a kais. But especially by Litvish, only the Tat has a kais. Here we all have a kais. We have a mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis. And the first one, we do it with Kiddush. That's the first kais. We have a mitzvah of Kiddush. And with Kiddush, we have kais number one. Kais number two is with the Haggadah. We do the Haggadah and we have kais number two. We're mekayim our mitzvah of Magid. That's kais number two. Kais number three is with benching. And kais number four is with Hallel. Four kaises on four mitzvahs that the Chachamim wanted us to do. We have a mitzvah of Dalet Kaises. It's interesting. Us Ashkenazim make four Berei Pri Agafens. Fascinatingly. We made Agafen on the first Kais by Kiddush. Why are you making one on the second one by Magid? That's weird. Svardim don't. Svardim do not. And Minog Svard, they don't make Agafen on Kais number two. Why would they make Agafen? They made on Kais number one. Svardim only make on Kais one and three. They make on Kais 3 because they benched. So of course you have to make Agafen. They do not make on Kais 4. They do not make on Kais 2. So we have a mitzvah derabanan, four kaisas. Kiddush, a kais. Everybody has a kais. How much of the kais should you drink? You for sure have to drink, the for sure, rive revius, drink a revius. A revius, how much? 3.3 ounces. Make sure to drink. Don't be makel. 3.3. The best thing is to have rive hakais, better than a revius. It's to have most of the kais. Now, if you're allergic, I'm allergic to wine. So I have smaller kaisas. This way I have 3.3 ounces and rive hakais. That's the best thing. Revius yayin, but better than a revius because the din dalid kaisis have roiva kais. So I purposely try to get a small kais, let's say 5 ounces. If I have 3.3 ounces, I have a revius and it's roiva kais. If I could drink the whole kais, there is such a chumra, but that's a chumra sheba chumra sheba chumra sheba chumras. Well, I say that I like being very frum. So I'll have the whole kais, but my small, because later on I'm drunk, I'm allergic to wine. Later on I'm in other planets, so it gets harder and harder. But how much you have, get. If you're a guy you could drink the whole kais. Drink all that kais, what's your problem? If you're a guy who struggles to drink, have a revius raiva kais. So don't have a huge kais, 3.3 ounces of yayin. Now four kaises. First one, kiddush. Second, Magid. Third, benching. And fourth, Hallel. Why are you making a guffin, Yitzchak, on all four? It's an Isser Daraisa to make a bracha Shein Etzricha. What are you doing making a guffin? Why do you make a guffin on Kais number two? You had Kais number one. What are you doing, Yitzchak? What, Lama? Avila, how are you making a second a guffin? What's wrong with you? Oh! Says Yosef Stein, since it's a mitzvah of Dalit Kaisis, the Agafen is a bracha on your mitzvah. It's a bracha on your mitzvah. It's different. Normally, Agafen is a birchas hanenin. It's a bracha on a pleasure. This bracha is like a bracha since it's four mitzvahs, Dalit Kaisis, kineged the four lishainis of Geula. Soy bazoy, you make a separate Agafen. That is the svara brought. By Ashkenazim, we make four hagafens. I'm going to show you something on that. That's the svar Yosef Stein. Svar, they make two of hagafens. What are you making with it? They make kais one, kais three. They also brach shein. A svar, you would make a brach on kais two. He's doing an issa daraisa. Loisisa shein. Over an issa daraisa. Fascinating. An Ashkenazic fellow makes a brach on kais one, two, three, four. Huh? Yes, Dan. What do you make? Barei Pri Agafen. Make the normal brach on a mitzvah. Baruch Ato Hashem. So the truth is, you could ask that kasha every Shabbos day. We have a mitzvah, the Rabbanan of Kiddush, and we just make Barei Pri Agafen. I don't know the answer to the question. Why weren't they misakin a normal brach on the mitzvah? Asher Kedushan, Mitzvah Sivanu. They didn't do that. They said Barei Pri Agafen. Why'd they have an unusual brach on this mitzvah? Completely valid question. I don't know the answer, Daniel. But the Barei Pri Agafen Ashkenazim make, and we make four, is a brach on a mitzvah. Now, Chevra, is a guy allowed to drink wine between Kais 1 and 2? Stam wants to make a l'chaim. Between Kais 1 and 2, the answer is the minig is not to. Look, strictly l'halacha, you're allowed to. The minig is not to. You don't want to get drunk before you do the Haggadah. So the minig is not to. You could finish it, don't have another. The minig. You can't say it's asur, the winogu not to. After kais 2, you absolutely could drink to your heart's desire. You have a sud, you have a mitzvah daraisa. You've already done your haggadah. And you have a sud after kais 2 is the suda. You finish magid, you have the sud. You could drink to your heart's desire. Do you make a bracha if you drink between kais 2 and 3? Absolutely not. Why don't you make a bracha? Because when you make the agafen before, you had in mind, you know, you might drink. No bracha and drink a shmak. After kais 3, could you drink yayin? No, because you've already had the afikoymen. At the end of your sud, you have the afikoymen. You're not allowed to drink after. So between kais 3 and 4 and after kais 4, you absolutely cannot drink yayin. So between kais 1 and 2, the minig is not to drink yayin. Between 2 and 3, you absolutely can have as much yayin as you want. Do you make a bracha? No. Between kais 3, after kais 3, after kais 4, don't touch yayin. Now I want to express a halacha that comes out because of that.
I mean, you're making a bracha on the wine, you can't drink more on that bracha?
After 3? Absolutely not. Because you're not allowed to have after afikoim, and you're not allowed.
You just made a bracha on the cup.
You could drink this whole cup. Nothing more. That's because dalet kaisis, the chacham will mitzave you. But you can't have extra yayin.
There's no mitzvah drinking wine.
Yes. So I'm going to show you a cool halacha that comes out. Please memorize this. I want to get our seder. We're trying to feel our seder, know our seder. We're going to have 4 cups of yayin. We're going to make our guffin on each. You say, what am I doing? I made our guffin already. Because it's a separate mitzvah. Like Joe taught us. Could I drink extra yayin between 1 and 2? Better not. Don't get drunk before the Haggadah. After Kais 2, drink Ishmak. It's the Suda. Enjoy. After Kais 3 and 4, don't touch yayin. Why not? You ate afikayman, no more. Now, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. Some say midorai machloikis rishayim. There's the rice drabanan. But for sure a mitzvah. When you drink the dalet kaisis, you're supposed to lean hasebe. That's a mitzvah. All 4 kaisis, 4 more mitzvahs. A lot of mitzvahs going down at the Leil HaSeder. We just said 12 mitzvahs. Because we said kiddush. We said Haggadah, benching hallel. 4. 4 kaisis, 8. Leaning is 12. We're up, the mitzvahs are flying this night. There's to do a seba. Which way do you lean? To your left. Why not to the right? 2 reasons. What are the 2 reasons? 1 is danger. What's the other reason? Because if you lean to the right, that's not a way of freedom, because you can't, how do you drink then? You're leaning on the hand that you need to use. So it's Hasebas Yamin Loishma Haseba. It's not called Haseba. What's the nafkamina between those 2 reasons, Chevra? If you do it, we'll get to lefty in a minute. If you do it, if the word is dangerous, so I live life on the edge, you're Yaitza. If the word is that it's not called the Haseba, you're not Yaitza even b'di'evid. What's the halacha? You're not Yaitza even b'di'evid. For right, he leans to his right. He is not Yaitza, not Lechatchila, not b'di'evid. If a lefty leans to his right, he's yaitzeh, but they have it. 2 guys, it's a cool thing. 2 guys at a seder lean to their right. 1 guy, it's the coolest thing. There are 2 fellas sitting right next to each other. Lean to the right. 1 guy is yaitzeh, but they have it, and 1 guy's not yaitzeh. It's a cool riddle. If he's a righty, sebas yamin, leishma seba, he's not yaitzeh. If he's a lefty, so what's the problem? He has his left hand. It's only dangerous. But the Yevid is Yaitzeh. If a lefty leans to his... Frecht Aryeh, one of the strongest kashas of the whole Seder. It's a bomb kasha. The Tashbetz has this kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Frecht Aryeh Kohn brilliantly. If a lefty leans to his left, he should be not Yaitzeh. The same way a righty is not Yaitzeh to his right. Because a Seba, Yumin Laishma Seba. A lefty should not be Yaitzeh. It's one of the strongest kashas at the entire Seder. I've heard answers. No answer tickles me. The kasha's a pella. A lefty shouldn't have a seba. He shouldn't go to his right because it's dangerous. He shouldn't go to his left. The same way a righty doesn't go to his right because a seba's yamin leishma a seba. A lefty shouldn't go to his left because he can't eat with that hand. La locha, he goes to his left. Frecht Aryeh, the same way a righty, a seba's yamin leishma a seba. It's a bomb cash. I have answers. I'm not answering. I don't like the answer. It's a bomb cash. It's a pella. It's a pella. It's like one of the strongest kashas at the Seder. And I do want you to know, if a lefty should go to his left, lefties, raise your hand. Lefty, raise your hand. Raise your left hand, Chevra. Lefties, raise your left hand. You're raising your... Oh, you're right there. So all you lefties, what are you going to lean to at your Seder? Which way? Right side. I'm sorry. Left side, thank you. But if you lean, thank you, Aaron, thank you. Lefties, are you going to lean to what? Correct, Kalish? Which way are you going to lean? Left side. Let's say you went to your right side. You four b'diavad ayitza, the rest of us are not yitza. Why is that? Because by us going to the right side, beside dangerous, is not called a say, but for you, the only problem is danger. Isn't that amazing, Rai Ross? Isn't that cool that these four guys, but the Pella, what Arye Cohn's asking is, what do you lean to your left? The same way the righty, it's not called the same. It shouldn't be. Rai Sullivan is like a Pella. They say such weak answers. The cash is a Pella. Arye, be mad. Don't like accept a weak answer. The cash is so upsetting. Big problem. There's a lashon of the Tashbeis. He says a lefty should lean to your left, v'yoychal b'yamin kol adam, and eat with your right hand. Now, what was he pointing out? You have no choice. You're leaning, what's he giving? You have no choice. Rabbi Kesselbaum once wanted a claim that he's saying a chiyuv. Rabbi Kesselbaum's a lefty. He's saying you have to eat your right hand, and at least you look like a righty, so looks there a chiyuv. He once wanted a claim. Interesting. Lemay sets a bomb kasha. It's a pella. The kasha is a pella. I want to go. Chevra, bear with me. Let's keep moving on. Now, listen, as it gets exciting. Chevra, you with me, Avi, so far? We're middle of the Seder. Listen like this. Let's say, Chevra, a guy forgets to do a Seder. He forgets. He has the kais. It happens at many Siddharim. A guy forgets to do a Seder. If he's a Svardi Chevra, Yitzchak, the family keeps Svardi Shimon Hagim. What happens if you miss a Seba? Absolutely, because 1, 2, 3, 4, do it again, the Seba. Ashkenazi shouldn't. Listen to what Ashkenazi guys. If an Ashkenazi guy misses Kiddush Be Seba, he forgot, and he drinks it, what should he do? Nothing, he should not repeat. Why? Why? If he misses Kais 1, 3, 4, he should not repeat. Why? If he repeats another Kais, what's he going to have to do on Kais 1, 3, 4? He's going to have to make another Hagafen. Because after Kais 1, the minig is not to eat. After Kais 3, it's usser to drink. After Kais 4, it's usser. So if you drink another cup, you're going to have to make a new bracha. If you make a new bracha, it's going to look like 5 Kaises. So you're going to have 5 Hagafens. So 1, 3, 4, you should not do it again, and you rely on the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah is a Rishain who says that today we don't do a Seba. It's not Derech Eres, because rich people don't lean. So the Ramah says that we rely on the Rav Yah. So on Kais 1, 3, 5, it's not comfortable. Kais 1, 3, 4, go weiter with your Seder. Kais 2, drink another Kais. Why is Kais 2 different? Because you're allowed to drink between Kais 2 and 3. It's the Suda. So drink another Kais. No new Agafen. It doesn't look like an extra Kais. So get the Halacha. After Kais, what? Because you think you're going to drink. The Suda's there. Of course you're drinking more. So your das is to drink more. So there's no new Bracha. So the Halacha is after Kais number 2. One forgets a Seba on Kais 2, take another Kais. What's the problem? Why not? And do a Seba. Kais 1, 3, 4, if you have another Kais, you have to. No, why you make a new bracha? You had in mind to drink more. You had in mind to drink more. That bracha will count for this. So drink another one. Remember, we might hold like the Rav Yos. We don't let you make a new bracha. Take another kais. So kais, this is the halacha, chevra halacha lemaisa, Ashkenazic fellow. But we have the reason. Kais number 2, if you forget a seba, take another cup of yayin geshmak and drink it leaning. What's the problem? Kais 1, 3, 4, since you're going to have to make a new bracha, don't take another kais. Now, if, what? Because two reasons. I want to express why Sfaradim. First of all, they don't make a bracha on, they only make a 1 and 2, 1 and 3. So there's no, it doesn't look, what? But it doesn't look, by Ashkenazim we have 4 brachas. So adding another one looks like 5 kaises. They don't have 4 brachas. So, by the way, after kais 1, you'll have to make a new bracha. So you have 3, so what? It doesn't look like an extra kais. It's also another reason, a little secret, is the Mechaber doesn't paskin like the Rav Yah. He holds, if you don't do a Seba, you're not Yaitzah. So he holds you not yaitza without a Seba, you got to do it again. The Ramah really paskins a little secret, like the Rav Yod, that you don't even need a seba today. So we're machmir.
Doesn't it make it that the bracha was nothing? Because the bracha is the mitzvah, so if you're going to have to make a new bracha, that means you did drink, you did do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the physical drinking.
The mitzvah of seba you didn't do.
But you still did the bracha of what you're making a gafen. Huh? The only reason you're not to make that gafen in the first place.
So what are you asking? Yeah.
So Ashkenazim can't make it. Nothing to do with the fact, maybe it's a separate reason, the five. You can't make it because how can you make another bracha? You already were kind of your mitzvah wasn't the haseba.
Well, you could say I could do it to get hasebas. I didn't do my dalad. I didn't do the dalad kuz properly. I did drink yayin. I drank. Maybe it was a bracha vata. Here we are asking. But this is the rules kais 1, 3, 4. Move heiter. This Ashkenazic. By the way, yeah, that's the halacha. That's the halacha 1, 3, 4. I could tell you the Mishnah Berurah, but that's going to get you confused, probably. Should I tell them the Mishnah Berurah, Rai Sullivan, or we'll get them confused? Right now, we're not confused. I might confuse. See, the Mishnah Berurah gives an eitzah if you want that your seder. Listen to his plan. You're about to make Kiddush. Are you really allowed to drink between Kais 1 and 2?
Yeah,
it's just a minute, not so you don't get drunk. So Mishnah Berurah says, this is funny, my father used to crack up at this Mishnah Berurah. You're about to make Kiddush. It's one of the funniest Mishnah Berurahs. You're about to make Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah says, before Kiddush, tell your family, in case we forget to do a seba, I might drink more. You're not supposed to drink more. Then make Kiddush, and if you forget to do a seba, you could drink more without a bracha, because you said, I might drink more. And then if you forgot to do a seba, you have a right. Only the minig not to. But if you didn't make that, so my father always laughed that you're going to remember the Tanai and forget a seba. A guy announces at his kiddush there. If anybody forgets a seba right now, have in mind I'll drink another cup, then you don't have to make another. But see, if you remembered all that, you're a funny dude. You remember all that, but you don't remember.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
You said about that? You would forget?
I could see it happen.
Exactly, like it happened. We're all tired. You're working hard, Pesach, they are doing kashrus. So he's exhausted. I pictured that he also. I don't laugh at a Mishnah Berurah. My father wasn't laughing. My father loves it. He's handling with the Chavetz Chaim today. He would ask him, are you serious? I'm sure they handled what he meant. Chavetz Chaim writes this. My father used to laugh, like the Chavetz Chaim's plan. Was he serious? Was he joking? Rai Sultan said he wanted you to do this. Then you remember, like he thought of this. It could be that's what he's telling my father. My father wanted to speak to him about this. What, Rai Ras? Rai Levy, you ever saw this Mishnah Berurah? It's like a crack up, right? The first one having, you can only do this on Kais 1. 3 and 4, you're not allowed to drink more, so you can't have in mind. 1 to 2, you're really allowed. It's a minig not to get drunk, so you could say this whole tonight.
Why do you have to have it? Why can't you just speak?
Because the minig is not to drink more, so you're not oimid to drink. You're oimid not to drink. Because we don't want to get drunk, so our minig is not to drink. So you have no das. When you're making the bracha, you don't think you're going to drink more because the minig. Somebody once said, like Avi Beitler, that the Chavetz Chaim is saying that let's have changed the minig. He's not, but he says make it tonight. He just means chevra, our minig is that we might drink if we forget. Like, so, but that, he says to make the tonight. So he only meant like the. He's trying to affect Klal Yisrael's mindset. Yeah, that's some people want to tie like Avila. What a party. That I say for Revezi. Revezi wants to give shir. One day Revezi is going to come. Believe that I can't promise he's going to do. He likes teaching the guys how to lean. I'll be honest, I'm not going to pretend. My rebellion and the people I watch, and I do the leaning as best you can. I don't think they leaned. The people, the tzaddikim I was zeicher to see, and again, lean as much down. The way you're supposed to lean lahalacha clearly is very, very low. Because to the point, the way I lean, if you do a token leaning, I easily can drink with this hand. Chazal say if you lean to the right, you won't be able to eat with your right hand. So clearly their leaning was quite far down. We have the Rav Yah. It's Simchas Yom. Do I say everybody has to fly? Then your mother won't even let you. Maybe by your own seder, you'd have to have a couch. I can't answer. You have to ask Rav Ezi. Rav Ezi will tell you. What do you say, Raisal? They should manish lean to it. Rav Ezi says every guy I hear. I do what I saw my tata did, you know? The gishmak. Rav Ezi wants you all the way down. Technically, he's right. Because you see, if you lean right, you couldn't eat with that hand. So if you could eat with that hand, you're probably not leaning right. He's technically right. I think the Ramah, Ashkenazim, Asaymech on the Rav Yod, it's probably where it comes. People, I don't think the island's a golem, and people don't lean like that. I see my father, my father was very medactic. He did not lean all the way down. And why not? Probably he holds that the Rav Yod, and we lean in an oifen that we can make a gishmak. Elio said, if you ruin the whole simcha, like you were machner on this, and make things are spilling, things are... Right, Russ? Well, how do you teach this? At your seder, how low are you going? What? That's what we all saw our father, let's be honest. All of us have watched our parents. We've seen people who have said that it's not often you see somebody. If you go to Rav Ezi seder, you'll see Haseva. He can teach it to them. What? Svaridim don't hold like the Rav Yeh. I'm very curious. They all today, Yimchoyven Aseva, do they have couches? Are they doing it like that? Maybe. Is that it? Yitzchak, how is the Chevra at your house leaning? Yeah, yeah, you're right. Not the way we lean.
I don't know.
Try Rav Ezi's leaning, then you're totally uncomfortable. Stop signing. Do you teach the, he's like stark that you're not doing it. Maybe he's right. Let's don't lean on me with this one. Don't rely on me. Let me. Okay. Let's look into this. Let me know. Right, Levi, what do they teach in Chavetz Chaim? Well, how does your leaning look? A token. I don't want to say the word token, but it's not the way then, so maybe it's, I don't know, I don't want to say it. Well,
okay.
Okay, let's keep going. But we've learned a little bit about the Dalet Kaisis. We've learned a little bit about Haseba, about leaning during the Dalet Kaisis. 1, 3, 4, you forget Haseba. Tamshich ala Ashkenazim. Kais 2, repeat again without a bracha. Svardim, all 4, you do without Haseba, have another one.
Yeah.
No, the sheet of the Rav Yom means that he's the one to name it. Other Rishayim are pretty much for that. The Ramah holds like the Rav Yom, so it's not like a Das Yachin, it's not treated like that. He's the Baal HaMemra, the Ramah passed. Don't tell anybody, but probably. It is. Rav Ezi like gets upset our leaning. I don't want to say that. Maybe he's right. You know, he tells people, lean, get down there. You have to ask, have Gedolim, Zayi, I never see it.
Is there an issue in the big place for the first one?
You could use Chevra. Schindler wants to know using a big case. But I said this, if you're a guy who likes Yayin, do it and drink Raiva Kais. Don't use a big cup. It bothers me if a guy uses a big kais and then doesn't have Raiva Kais. You compromise for no reason. Why do you have a big kais? So if you like Yayin, I just say if you have a big kais, drink Raiva Kais. That's a good chumrah.
Like
it's too big, like a junk.
Do it with the mitzvah. Do it with the mitzvah when you drink. Shmack, drink when then. Don't wait for later. B'shas the mitzvah. B'shas the mitzvah.
Don't make a rough on all 4 because they don't hold it. No, Rabbi, there's no problem. Rabbi, you said that.
Yeah, yes. They all do. Like he said, it's a bracha, birchas hananim, it's a bracha, and I know there's no bracha, so why not, is a good question.
First, we don't drink between the first and second, because you might get drunk, so if you take a mass, you come on the first one, it's not wrong.
Because there was no such, we don't make, the minig is don't add, you have a big kais, that's you're smart. I just don't like somebody has a big kais, it doesn't fag, it doesn't like wine, that is, do I have to have the open, so who asked, you have like, know what's going on. I always get the smallest case. My kids know at the hotel, the small case is mine. The Chevrut Yaakov could have the big case. I have the small one. And then I have right. I usually, the first couple, I have the whole case. That's a Chumra Sheba Chumra Zeman. Is there any
really don't like wine?
Have yayin. Cow, my father didn't like it. It's very light, it's 3%. My father was.
Sure,
I don't want to public. It's like very light one. I don't want to say. I don't want people to hurt the business. Okay.
We're big joy.
That's good. Joyvin's good. That's like 7%. I've had Joyvin. No, I've had Joyvin.
Nothing about that is famous.
I'm very. Yeah, my fun. I don't want to like start, but every company is good. A guy should get a good bottle for us, for me and you, Shemur. That's our cares. A guy will tell you, it's probably not Yaitse, but you know, he should. He's right. What a party. Oh my gosh, it's late. What time is Shkia Chevra? What?
Almost 7.
7:02
is Shkia.
I'm gonna tell you such a party. What? Maybe no, not yet. Oh, there's so much more I want to study and say. We're gonna do more. Nice to see you, Israel.
Why am I supposed to know who John Fenner
is? Just the 12 mitzvahs we read. Pretty gishmak. Of course. I feel so
innocent. This is Dr. Friedman and his water break with John Fenner.
That's hysterical.
He's reading the water break.
That's hysterical. I know him very well. He's one of the senator from Pennsylvania. Good, he likes you.
Everyone's sending me. I don't feel so innocent. He's short, he's taller, I have a bigger beard. He's both bold supporters of the show.
Chevra, hands, we're voting. Chevra, I need Dylan's attention for 30 seconds. First of all, a welcome home to Mayor Elam. Welcome back to the show. Then we're gonna do a vote. Yavada, yeah, we spoke about him, Barichas. By hands, Maishnuas, anybody is. By hands. Who votes? We're going to vote. Should we ask Shlomi? He's been away for a few days to sing us something. By hands up. The left is left hand. The right is right hand. By hands up. How many guys say we should ask Shlomi to sing for us? Shlomi, I think it's unanimous. The only one, I think I see only one hand didn't go up.
I was trying to figure out.
Winthrop. Today, on the way.
I want a chevra before Shlomo.
Oh my God.
Before Shlomo, before Shlomo plays something, I just want to say we discussed 12 mitzvahs. I want to add a 13th mitzvah. We just did 12 mitzvahs today. We did Kiddush, Haggadah, Benching, Hallel 4, 4 Kaisis 8, 4 Esebus on the 4 Kaisis. 12 mitzvahs we just discussed. You count each essay, each guy's 12 commands from Hashem, from the Chachamim. There's a 13th command that connects to the 4 essayvas. Besides a chiv essayva, a person is obligated, kilu hu yatzah, a chiyuv, to see that he himself went out of Mitzrayim. We're not commemorating somebody else leaving Egypt. We all have a yitzias Mitzrayim. We all have our own Mitzrayim, our own places of trapped, and our own Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Seba reflects the Kiruhu Atzma Yatzim in Mitzrayim. We ourselves go out of Egypt. So it's a 13th mitzvah that's inherent in the leaning is our own cheres, our own freedom, our own Lashinus, the Dalit Kaisis, Akinegad, the four Lashinus of Gula. A Yid's tapping into his own Geula on that night. His own story of Cheres. I love that story with the Nesiva Shalom because it describes a Yid who was in Shvera Mitzrayim. And he saw at the Seder, he saw in the Nesiva Shalom picking up the broken matzahs, having the dirty kettle, having the half-filled kaisis, and putting on the table, he saw his own Yitzias Mitzrayim, his own message of doing what he can, of serving with what he has. I like at the Seder to see your own story of Cheres. Where you are, how you're celebrating, with whom you're celebrating, is your own story, present. Be present to your story. Your story's happening in front of you. Feel it, experience it, be part of it. You might have things at your Seder that make you feel Mitzrayim. You'll have things at your Seder that will make you feel Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's happening to you. You're not commemorating, you're living. You're experiencing your own Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shlomo. Chevra, from what? For 30 seconds. If I could have attention for 30 seconds more, Chevra. In yeshiva, everybody listen, please listen. JD, everybody, Yisroel. We're seeing in yeshiva a reality of a tremendous wake-up. Anybody with eyes, it's amazing with the season, the nicest weather of the year today, you're seeing people like wake up. In Purim, the story of Purim is Kaviyachol Hashem was sleeping. What feels to us like Hashem was sleeping, it says, and you, the minig Yisroel is to lay in that pasuk with some song. Every Balkaira does it. Balayla hu nadid ashnas hamelech. On that night, the Rebbein Shlomo woke up. Kaviyachol Hashem was up the whole time. Hinei layonim layishin shem Yisrael. But sometimes to our experiences, say, Hashem, where were you? Look, you felt to me like you were sleeping. Keili, keili, lama zavtani. You felt like, and balayla hu, Hashem like woke up. Klal Yisrael was sleeping as well. Haman says, and the Rebbe brought from Svarim, that Haman says, yeshna yam echad. Yeshna is melashin, yashan, Klal Yisrael was sleeping. He was sleeping and we were sleeping. And then he wakes up and we wake up. We're like in the Bechina now with spring. The world's waking up. The Yid's waking up. If I described in yeshiva, people are up. Oh my goodness. You could even hear, I love that we can't get quiet here. The Chevra's up. Boy, is the Chevra up. It's wonderful. You know, you think you can get quiet easily. Such a good tzach. Usually it's when people are sleeping. People are up. People are up. The music would sound different tonight. People are up, Chevra. So I want to ask Shlomo, on Purim for a couple of hours, we pashit fabrein. I want David should join. The whole chaver should join. Wake up, my love. Let's go. Wake up. We're Ask Hashem. You wake up and we'll wake up. Did anybody here ever have roommates that the whole room sleeps late and you tell your roommate, I can't get up if you don't get up. If you don't get up, I can't. It's so hard. Everybody knows if all four roommates sleep to two, it's murder to get up at 9 o'clock. Come to the minyan, chaver. It's beautiful. Come to the minyan. We have a beautiful minyan in the morning. But if the roommates, you say, buddy, you get up and I'll get up. Let's all get up. We say to Hashem, we need to feel you're awake. You be in my life. I'll be awake. You'll be awake. You'll be awake. I'll be awake. Wake up, my love. Let's sing it to Zaman. Let's go. Schleider, let's go. Wake up, my love. Let's wake up. Zam, everybody together, let's go.
In Europe, I hope you have this.
Da 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 Good morning, good morning, Chabra. Good morning, good morning.
Wake up, my love. My heart.
The bag that you were
playing.
I didn't
hear.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That was so small, Rob.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I held if Shlomo played that in on this trip to Poland, people could be would have come out of the graves, Mamish. Could they? Kenzine.
Sayri is Sayri. Beautiful, beautiful.
If we had loudspeakers in the dorm, we would like blast this all day now, just straight from morning to night. Hisayri is saying, wake up, my love, let's go. What song was like a big song there that were like.
Yeah. See what?
When's the Noemeli Melech's yard site, Revezi? This Shabbos?
Ah.
Big Shabbos, have a big Shabbos. Maish Hecht here, the Noemeli Melech's yard site, Shlomo Guri back home. You see him leading up to Shabbos. Leading up. Maish Newhouse. It's good to see you, Maish. Excellent. Maish. Next week, MTA wants to play you, NTABC. We're probably going to let both come. Masking, should they both TABC once? The Shaila is the same day. Should we ask Yiddy to do another three-team tour to do the same day or two different days, Yiddy? Right, Kessel wants to bring TABC also. Should it be all three same day and you run it back or two different days, Yiddy? No, it's recording. We understand each other. Thank you for asking.
Because we ended up on a win.
We'll get more wins. You're going to do two more games next week.
Maybe next year we got it.
What song should we hear you? That's a good energetic fast.
Oh, for two. Huh? One more time? After the song. No, I got objection. I'm too scared to go.
What did it? Not a bill, I still it's
coming, day, stop is coming, day, stop is coming, da la 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 day, stop is coming. Come on, 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 come on
Whoever, whoever needs a minion for Mincha, we're going to dive in Mincha right now.
Hey, Rabbi!
It's a super.
Let's go.
It's three different items.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.